This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 25. The Nazis Awaken, or something. I don't know. Star Wars. Gonna talk about Star Wars in a second. Yeah. Anyway, there's some games coming too. If you're just looking like, you're fucking complaining last time about, sites not talking about games and talking about movies and TV shows and fucking comics and that bullshit. If you want, just go to gruntfreepress.com, which is where you'll find some reviews, some fucking video game reviews on there. Amazingly, came Fast and Furious. Check it out there. If you have any comments on the podcast already, about not even a minute in, you're like, man, this fucking sucks. This guy's a fucking piece of shit. You can email any questions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. This is Absolute Deicide, is my name. I am the head writer, head podcast recorder, head podcast editor, review, I don't know. I am Grunt Free Press at this point. Get right into it, into some Nazi talk. To start with the TV show I've been talking about for a few episodes. The Man in High Castle on Amazon Prime. I ended up finishing it. I only had one or two episodes left since last week or something. I finished it up, and I really liked it. Season one was good. I mean, it was the season two coming. They've already announced, so it's good. I was complaining, for the first, the pilot episode is really good. Then, I was just complaining, like, the middle of the show was lagging a little bit, slowing down. This might just peter out, I know it's supposed to be like some kind of twist at the end. The last couple episodes is really good and tied everything up really nice and fucking went into some place. I kind of knew where it was going. I mean, I'll say that. Like, it's not like a huge twist, who the man in the high castle is. I mean, you kind of figure it out. You kind of figure out where the films are going. But just like how they handle it and just the visuals, cinematography and shit is fucking. When you get there, just the fucking the character moments. I mean, the payoff of it, that last episode was definitely worth it. Worth the middle being a little saggy. Overall, I really like The Man in the High Castle. It's really good. I'd recommend it. If you have Amazon Prime, check it out. I mean, I don't know. If you'd spend $100 for the fucking year to just to get Prime, just to watch that show. But I mean, you probably have Amazon Prime anyway. It's pretty sweet. Fucking Man in High Castle. I give it a thumbs up. I'll fucking watch season two when it comes up. It's good. Not gonna write a review for that, because again, I'm still gonna get on my fucking high horse and be like, I'm not gonna fucking do anything non-video game related on my site. It's not something I'm never gonna do, but it's just, fucking, if it strikes my fancy, it just feels like too easy to fucking write a review for fucking a show. Either like, feels too, a little too short and easy to do like one fucking episode of a show, write a fucking review for it, and it seems like, I don't know, kind of cheating the system, just fucking, watching a fucking passive fucking movie and or a show or whatever and fucking writing up some bullshit review. Or they just fucking stick to games, for now anyway. Like, if I fucking find something, like obscure or something, I'm like, wow, this is fucking cool, like whatever. I mean, fucking people should know about the shit, like, I'll probably do it if it strikes my fancy, but I'll just say, stick to the podcast for now. I'm going to say The Man in High Castle gets a fuck yeah, an oral fuck yeah from me. Speaking of non-game, well, kind of, this will tie into a game later on, but Star Wars, Episode 7, The Force Awakens. I went to go see it in the theater. It's not fucking breaking news. I know it's like one of the most popular movies of all time, like, whatever. I'll talk about it because I'm a fucking Star Wars fan. I'm not going to be a fucking Star Wars fucking hipster and be like, I liked it back in the day and now I fucking, whatever, it's popular, so fuck it. And everyone's talking about it, but give my 2 cents. It's just, to be honest with you, I avoided spoilers before I went in, like, pretty much completely. I was pretty patting myself on the back with how, how good I was about fucking going in fresh. I mean, I watched, like, the trailer or, like, whatever, you know, fucking that was about it. But yeah, I went in and, then I'll say now, like, afterwards, I'm like, fucking, you know, I watched a couple people, like, talking about it and reviewing it and shit. Like, the one on Game Informer, they had a nice fucking, like, spoiler cast about them fucking, like, talking about it. I'm like, yeah, I pretty much agree. You know what I mean? Fucking pretty much spot on. So, I don't think a lot of what I'm gonna say is, groundbreaking or new, you know, whatever. But I'll say, yeah, Star Wars Episode 7. It's good. It's a good movie. So I'll safely say it's the fourth best Star Wars movie. And I mean, I know this kind of sounds like, you know, faint praise or whatever, but straight up, I mean, I said, stuff like the original trilogy, I don't think it gets up to that standard. No, you know, it's just kind of, it suffers from, like, rehashing a lot of shit from the original trilogy, but yeah, they fucking, It's a good movie. It's a good Star Wars movie and a good, just straight up good movie. Yeah, I like the new cast. You know, they fucking had nice mix of old and new characters in there, and I like the new ones quite a bit. I like the lead girl there, Finn. I liked her. Rey, whatever. Fucking liked her a lot, and I liked Finn a lot too. The fucking stormtrooper, I thought he was cool. Thought they did a really good job. Yeah, fucking even the little ball robot fucking droid there, BB-8, whatever the fuck, the little, you know, the fuck. Just yeah, I liked him more than fucking I ever liked R2-D2 or C-3PO. I mean, I fucking, you know, like, they were never my favorite characters. I was never, like, fucking, like, crazy about them. Like, some people are fucking in love with them, but I liked, the new droid I liked fucking quite a bit. I thought he was fucking pretty cool. As far as, like, the new shit goes, I wasn't really sold on it was, the villains, you know, fucking, they weren't nearly as fucking, like, iconic or fucking, like, I don't know, I don't like him nearly as much as fucking, you know, comparing to the old movies. Not really sold on him. I mean, going in again and tried to avoid spoilers, but the one fucking thing I was excited about was fucking Captain Phasma. It was the fucking the leader of the stormtroopers, where she wears the fucking like silver suit and fucking cool looking helmet and all that. And it was played by, I don't know her name, her real name. I probably should have looked it up to not be a dick, but it's fucking Brienne of Tarth from fucking Game of Thrones. And I really like her. I mean, she's fucking just like interesting fucking looking. I mean, she's, you know, has a fucking interesting look to her. I like her face and shit. Like, she can emote. She has a fucking range, you know. Looking forward to that. She doesn't even fucking take her helmet off, so that sucks. I mean, it could have been fucking anybody, you know what I mean? It could have been fucking anybody in there, but at least I knew it was her, and like her voice and shit, but it's kind of disappointing she didn't do more in the movie. Yeah, so I was kind of disappointed in that. I mean, hopefully fucking, you know, in the later episodes, you'll have more to do or, like, whatever, but, no, the other side of that, you know, I just fucking didn't like how she didn't take her helmet off. And the other side of that, you know, it's kind of like, the new Darth Vader type character, fucking Kylo Ren. Fucking, I liked him. I'm like, yeah, this guy's pretty cool, dude. And then he took his fucking helmet off, and I was just like, no, dude, don't do that. I mean, fucking, I know it's supposed to be like, you know, whatever, dude. It's one of my things, too. Like, I fucking said it before. I hate, like meta shit and, like, subversions, you know what I mean? And, like, fucking, you know, Darth Vader never took his fucking helmet off till the very end. So it's like, fuck, he's, you know, the mystery was kind of still there about, like, what he looked like or, like, whatever. But then they fucking, this one, they're just like, oh, well, you expect us to do that. So like halfway through the movie, he takes his fucking helmet off and it's like, I don't know, put it back on, man. He fucking, whatever. It wasn't very, very interesting looking. He's just a fucking like a fucking pimply faced teen, you know? So I like the character and shit. Don't get me wrong. It's just fucking like looking at that fucking, I don't know. You're like a fucking like 18 year old fucking, I don't know, fucking trust fund kid or something. Like fucking, I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like his look, but and the character himself is pretty cool. I'll say that. I thought he's not horrible, but he got some good scenes. But again, it just fucking like took something away from it. Once you see that his fucking dumb face and his fucking feathered fucking hair, and it's just like, dude, I don't know. It should have just been a fucking mystery. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's got to be like something there. Hopefully, they don't do that with fucking Phasma again, because they know who that. You know what I mean? Like they fucking already said who it was, and she's fucking well known, and I like her look. It's fucking like her actual look. I like her, you know. Then like on the other thing I had a problem with, the villains is fucking I think his name was Snokes or fucking Snipes or whatever the fuck. The supreme commander of the fucking Imperials or whatever they call them this time, the New Order, I guess. Yeah, I don't like, you know, it's fucking like CG, you know. A lot of the fucking special effects are, yeah, they made a big deal about him being practical, and fucking Supreme Commander, fucking Snoke, or whatever the fuck, he was fucking, all CG, and even besides, like, whatever, I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal, it wasn't, like, hot on his fucking, just the way, like, just his design, I wasn't fucking crazy about. He just looked like fucking a combination of fucking Gollum and, Arseface from fucking Preacher, the fucking kid who fucking blew his face off and fucking like survived, like he had like the fucking asshole looking fucking mouth. Like, I don't know, it wasn't fucking huge. Again, on the villain, the only one I actually like was like, this guy's pretty cool. I know who the fuck it was. I thought it was the fuck the guy's name is, dude. I don't know, dude. I don't fucking keep up on fucking like the hot actors. I fucking whatever, and I have like some kind of like face blindness or something that I can never fucking tell you who the fuck is who, or fucking bother looking up people's names, like whatever. But the one I liked was fucking, I thought it was Benedict fucking Cumberbatch, whatever the fuck his name is, but he's just the main like the officer, just a Imperial fucking officer, man. He's fucking pretty much like a just flat up like old school like Grand Moff Tarkin fucking like space Nazi, and they go fucking all out on the fucking the whole space Nazi thing in this. But I liked him, and he was just a fucking dude. Like he was just brought like that old school like fucking like menacing fucking just, you know, flat fucking straight up fucking like evil ass fucking shit, dude. I liked him. I thought that guy was fucking great. But again, that says something, you know, it says something about like the villains are kind of, said fucking Ren was cool, dude. I liked him until he took his fucking mask off. Like, yeah, I don't know. Just in general, the new look of the New Order or whatever, I really like it. Like the fuck, the new Stormtroopers look cool. I could see some fucking, my fucking little obsessions, the fucking TIE fighter pilot helmets. They had some new looks of those, dude, and those look fucking great. Look fucking amazing. And they got new, like, new fucking, like, no, just some little, like, this shit, like, weapons and shit they use. Like, dude, there's fucking, they have, like, flamethrowers and fucking, like, melee weapons and shit, and just fucking, just some of, like, the armor, dude. They have, like, fucking, it's my main thing, dude. They have fucking the TIE fighter helmets and fucking pockets and pouches on fucking armor, dude, and fucking, yep, they have plenty of that, dude, and it's fucking pretty cool. It's like, the design and the look of that shit. It's fucking awesome. But yeah, I said overall, I like the movie, just fucking, it's just the nostalgia string pulling. I went a little far for me in a few cases. I mean, even beyond, you know, I'll say it's fucking, it's like a half step between like a reboot and a remake and like a new story, like, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, yeah, they want to fucking like set up the groundwork and just like make sure they go out of the way to fucking, you know, the prequels were fucking awful, like, you know what I mean? But that I don't mind. I mean, fucking to a certain point, I'm like, yeah, I like the fact that they're acknowledging that fucking, you know what I mean, that look and the feel of fucking the original trilogy is fucking, you know what I mean, that's great. But then they fucking step a little far, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge type fucking nostalgia shit I wasn't a big fan of. And the other thing too, I mean, not even that. I mean, it's fucking been a problem in all the fucking movies. I fucking hate how everyone's fucking like related, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, the big fucking reveal in Empire is just fucking like, you know, the big reveal in fucking Empire, fucking, oh, you know, fucking Luke's, or Vader's fucking Luke's father or whatever, you know? And then after that, it's like, wow, that could just, you know, you could tell that it's just fucking like that hit that punch and everyone's like, oh, wow, what a fucking shocker. I mean, that was like a world, like one of the first like big, like, oh, fucking spoiler moments. Like, that's a huge fucking twist. Now everybody's fucking up on that, you know? And it seemed like after that, they tried to like fucking like replicate that shit. And it's like, oh, well, also fucking, you know, Leia's fucking Luke's fucking sister. And it's just like, yeah, okay, I guess so. You know what I mean? And then fucking like, you go back and fuck, you know what I mean? Then fucking even going to the, like the prequels and it's like, oh yeah, like C-3PO and fucking R2-D2, like, oh, well fucking, you know, that Vader fucking created C-3PO and blah, blah, blah. And just like, I hate like those fucking like familial fucking connections. I mean, there's too many of them. I fucking hate when shit does that. And fucking, it's this movie and it's fucking, again, if you listen to this, dude, you fucking, it's gonna be fucking spoilers, like whatever. But it's like fucking, oh, like, oh, Kylo fucking Ren. It's like, oh, this is a pretty cool, like, original character. Oh, it's fucking Han and Leia's fucking son. Like, it's like, ah, Christ, you know what I mean? And then fucking, like, make it, like, fucking, like, Ren is fucking the main character. Like, fucking Ren. It's like, oh, this is, again, a cool, like, whatever, dude. Cool new beginning for fucking whatever. Some kind of a, you know, fucking, new start to the fucking, you know what I mean, a fucking brand new like thing, dude. And it's like fucking like, I can't say for sure as they didn't say it in the movie, but I mean like the whole like the thing is just fucking like it's supposed to be fucking Luke's daughter, you know what I mean, as far as anybody can tell. Like, it might not be, but again, if it's not, it's gonna be that stupid like subversion, like, oh, I thought it was gonna be but it's not, and fucking like whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's fucking like, at this point, I wouldn't be fucking surprised if fucking Finn turns out to be like Lando Calrissian's fucking like son or something. It's just, I don't like that shit. Or it just fucking makes, you know, it's supposed to be a fucking giant fucking like galaxy and fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking this world fucking like, you know, they build this fucking world and it's like, oh, I don't know, dude. It seems like so small. And you start like, oh, all these characters that you're watching, like they're all fucking related. It's like, yeah, I don't know. Kind of dumb. I don't fucking like that. And like anything in general, I think I fucking said, I was like, I remember rating that thing about like how Mass Effect 2 was hot garbage. I think it was something like that. Like, I don't know. I just fucking hate how fucking everything's fucking connected and like tied up in like a neat little fucking package. Like, rather, you know, I mean, focus on the fucking the main characters. Like, you know what I mean? And then fucking from there, like, branch out to fucking something new. I just fucking hate that shit. I mean, I realize it's supposed to be like the whole thing, Star Wars, the Force, and blah, but it's supposed to be like luck and magic and whatever, but still. And same, you know, the plot, you know, the plot's fucking same shit. Like, and it's just fucking pretty much a rehash of fucking, New Hope, pretty much. I mean, it's fucking, they get a blow up the Death Star, and then it's like, you know what I mean? Fucking, I remember like when Jedi used to be the fucking worst fucking movie in the fucking trilogy, you know, before the prequels came out, and I was like, oh, Jedi sucks. And I don't know, Jedi doesn't suck. I mean, it's fucking like, compared to the other fucking, the first two, it's like, yeah, you know, it's fucking, it's got some problems, but still has some like interesting fucking like set pieces and like whatever. But I mean, the main fucking complaints with fucking, you know, Jedi used to be the fucking black sheep of fucking Star Wars was, it was like, oh, you know, it's just fucking too much, it's pulling too much from fucking New Hope. It's fucking, oh, it starts off, they're going to fucking Tatooine again, and fucking, you know what I mean? And then it's like, you look at fucking Episode 7, it's like, yeah, it fucking starts off, and it, you know, it might not be Tatooine, but it looks a hell of a lot like Tatooine, you know what I mean? And then I was like, fucking, oh, it's just the plot of Jedi sucks. It's just like a rehash of fucking, like, they gotta go blow up another fucking Death Star, and there's a fucking Death trench run at the end. It's like, dude, that's so lame. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? They went back to the well, and then there's fucking Force Awakens. It's like, it's the same thing. You know what I mean? It's the same fucking basic structure. Every, you know, there's a lot of shit down to, like, fucking, you know, the cantina scene and fucking... Again, you know, I say it's fucking not Tatooine, you know what I mean? It's the fucking, just another fucking desert world and like whatever, and fucking, and surprise, it's another third fucking Death Star, and it's like they try to like, oh, well, no, this time it's a fucking whatever, you know, super fucking Death Star, and it's, you know, it's way, it's, look how big it is compared to the other Death Stars, and it's just like, dude. You know, you fucking, it was bad enough when they had to fucking repeat it for Jedi and fucking, you know what I mean? I remember back in the day, cause I'm a fucking old man, fucking people like complaining like, Jedi sucks, it's good, you know what I mean? And then fucking they just go back to the well for a fucking third time. It's just like, yeah, Jesus, you know? There's other shit too, like fucking, you know what I mean? I just get tired of like, oh, well, fucking one guy or a couple of the fucking heroes get captured. Oh, we gotta go rescue them. And it's just like fucking, like, I don't know. I mean, that it's just fucking just a half step between like a remake and, you know what I mean, half step fucking remake of a fucking New Hope and fucking Return of the Jedi was kind of that. So yeah, but fuck yeah, Jedi had more fucking original and fuck, you know what I mean, it had some fucking classic scenes and fucking Jedi and even fucking, I don't know, I mean, it's some good shit. There's a lot of, don't get me wrong, fucking the fight at the end is fucking like visually fucking amazing. It's fucking, yeah, fucking between Ren and fucking Rey, yeah, that's fucking, it looked fucking like, it looked like a fucking, like, old school, like, samurai movie or some shit in the snow. Reminded me of fucking from, like, The Raid 2 or something, you know what I mean, they're fucking fighting the snow in The Raid 2, like, almost something like that. And there's some good scenes and shit, and I really like the movie. It's just fucking, like, yeah, good movie, good fucking Star Wars movie. Glad I saw it. Fucking some really good action scenes. And yeah, I just fucking hope, you know, like I said, I think it's about the best they can, almost the best they can do if they're looking to fucking lay groundwork for like the, you know what I mean, the next ones. And hopefully there's fucking, the next ones just fucking don't just go back to that well, you know what I mean, as much, and fucking try to fucking copy paste shit from the other movies. But yeah, I thought it was really good fucking groundwork. I liked it. Some funny shit in there. You know, funniest fucking Star Wars movie. Like, fucking, good, dude. The fucking scene with the dude from the fucking The Raid is fucking in it, dude. And, with him on fucking Han Solo's fucking smuggling shit, dude. And it's fucking that creature and shit. And just that sequence is fucking cool as shit. Yeah, but anyway, so I fucking ended up seeing it in, IMAX 3D. And I usually don't do fucking IMAX 3D. I don't know, I've had, like, bad experiences with it, going to, like, shitty theaters, and they give you the fucking glasses and shit, and it's, like, fucking, looks like crap, and you can barely see anything, because they tone down, they fucking, like, don't use as much light. Like, you're supposed to use, like, for 3D, I think, you're supposed to use, like, double the fucking light on when you're projecting the movie, and you're pretty much doing it twice, you know what I mean, for that 3D effect, and fucking, you go to, like, shittier theaters, man, and they'll fucking, like, won't do that, so it's, like, fucking, like, half as fucking, half as bright as it's supposed to be, so it just fucking looks like, you know, you're looking at it, it's just, like, dull, everything's fucking dull and dark and shitty. But, I end up going to fucking, you know, there's two theaters, well, there's a few theaters near me, but there's one that's fucking, like, real good, so I fucking went to, like, the better, fucking more expensive one or whatever. Yeah, it's the only show. I would have seen it in fucking just normal fucking 2D if I could have, but only one that wasn't sold out was the fucking IMAX 3D. I'm like, eh, whatever, I might as well, and just like whatever. But yeah, I liked it. I mean, I thought they did it fucking really well. Yeah, I mean, fucking surprisingly, I was surprised. I'm like, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I want to fucking watch every movie like that, but. It was just kind of cool, like, fucking seeing, like, those old school special effects, dude, and they have it, like, the fucking 3D, and it just looks like, you know what I mean, they're just fucking, like, models and shit, like, the TIE fighters and, like, whatever, it's just, like, cool, and this fucking, you know, popping out of the screen, it's like, dude, this looks like a fucking, like, toy, dude, you can almost, like, see the strings, the fucking pulling them around, I mean, that's fucking pretty cool. But, yeah, I fucking, other thing, it fucking the opening, very opening fucking crawl, you know what I mean? This is the classic fucking, like, you know, episode fucking 7, scrolling up the fucking screen, the fucking description and all that. And, yeah, it's fucking, some fucking little kid just shoves in the back. He's like, oh, this is Star Wars. And, like, fucking, like, man, that was fucking, I mean, I fucking, like, hate kids, dude. I'm like, man, that's fucking, like, pretty cute, pretty fucking, pretty cute. Yeah, fucking adorable. That was fucking funny. Yeah, that was fucking Star Wars. And I said I tied into game, so I will. Said I did like the movie, and then it was like fucking, I'm like, ah, okay, fucking just, you know, the itch, dude, to go play fucking more Star Wars. And it's like, I don't want to, you know what I mean, fucking watch the, I've fucking seen the old movies a million times. I started playing fucking Battlefront even more. Started, you know, I've been playing it fucking, I don't know how long, fucking off and on, but I kind of like fucking, this week is kind of my go-to for fucking multiplayer anyway. I played fucking quite a bit of it. Started doing the challenges, and just fucking, it'll give you like three of them, and you gotta, some you can do it, you know, at the same time. Some will be like, well, get 50 fucking kills with a certain type of a blaster or whatever, and then like the second one will be, you know, like win three types of a game, you know, of this certain three games of this certain game type. So I was like focusing on that, so I was switching up a lot of my, you know, using different blasters, using, you know, going to different fucking game types, using different equipment than I normally would. Getting me out of my, you know, I had like kind of like settled into a fucking certain loadout, and I was just fucking playing like Supremacy, and like every now and then I do like Walker Assault or fucking the Air Combat one. But yeah, so I started switching it up like more, and you know, I'd played most of them before, but trying to fucking like focus on like, all right, I want to, you know what I mean, like this, like a fucking long range fucking targeting blaster, like I gotta fucking focus on that. And I was like kind of figuring out how to use like all the different shit, like the different equipment, or like fucking, you know what I mean, fucking using like ion torpedoes to take out fucking like doing huge damage to the vehicles and shit. Yeah, just getting out of my comfort zone. Yeah, and fucking, this, the more I play it, I mean, I really fucking like that game. I mean, I really do. I mean, fucking like, yeah, it's cool. I will say I was getting fucking sick of just fucking like, you know, you're going for those wins, and it's just like, at that, that's the only time, like, I normally I'm just like, ah, whatever, it's just fucking Star Wars, like, dumb fucking, like, whatever, either shit. I just fucking play and just try to fucking stick around. Then I was like actually trying to like kind of playing to win, and it's just like, man, I keep fucking just having a bad time losing like over and over. I'm just like, man, fucking, yeah. Yeah, you get these fucking guys on the other team, or just like some people that seem so like nasty, you know, and like fucking you see them like 2-3 games in a row, they're getting like fucking like 50 something kills and like 2 deaths, and it's just like, dude, oh, Christ, fuck you, you know. I mean, every now and then it'll be me, and you know what I mean, I'll be that guy, and it'll be fucking, that just means I'm facing like really shitty people, you know what I mean. It's just fucking like whatever. Or I get fucking like something lucky comes up, like I'll fucking hop in a fucking walker or some shit and fucking go nuts. But yeah, it's fucking, yeah, as I said, it's fucking just, I've sunk into a fucking depression about fucking multiplayer games. Man, I don't know. I've been playing these forever. I think I just suck at them. Just, yeah, you know what I mean? Just fucking getting down. But whatever. I mean, it fucking, it was hitting home a little bit, but it passed. I'm like, ah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? It's a fucking game. And fucking, so I just played, but I was getting down in the dumps for a bit. But anyway, fucking one thing I will say that does fucking suck. I mean, you see the game fucking breaking down was fucking, yeah, it seems like Battlefront, they really just fucking balanced it for like Supremacy, and maybe, like I said, the main modes that I was playing, fucking Supremacy, which is basically like Conquest from Battlefield, and fucking like, you know, it's like large scale, and like Walker Assault, it's a little bit smaller, like more focused, but it just seems like it works best when it's just all like chaos, and it's like a million things, you know what I mean? There's a fucking heroes, and there's fucking shit in the sky, and there's fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking 40 people all fucking shooting off, fucking, you know what I mean? Everybody's fucking has their own thing, and there's just a fucking mess of fucking garbage going off. Like, that's when the game's at its best, you know? But, Same as you in those other modes, just sticking around, just fucking out, whatever, dude. Like, what am I to fucking do, like, Hero Hunt or some shit? Where it's like, Hero Hunt's like fucking, it's almost like Juggernaut from fucking Halo, or, I don't know, I can't think of another thing, but it's fucking like, basically one fucking player is like the, is one of the heroes, and he's going around fucking heroes or fucking one of the villains or whatever, and he's going around trying to kill the other players, and the only one who's scoring is that fucking is the hero or whatever. So there's like seven, I think there's seven other people, like just regular fucking foot soldiers, and they're trying to take him down. Like whoever takes him down is the fucking becomes the fucking the hero next, you know? Like I think it was like Juggernaut from Halo is the one that came to mind for that, like fucking the analog or whatever, but that fucking sucks, man. That mode fucking blows. I mean, I don't like those modes in fucking general. I mean, fucking, I'm not a fan of it, of one fucking person. The thing is, like, whoever that fucking, this too is the word, it like cycles between like the three, you know, it's either fucking, you know, Han, Luke, or fucking Leia on the Rebel side, or like fucking Vader, Boba Fett, and the Emperor on fucking the villain side. And it like cycles. I mean, you never, you know what I mean? Like fucking, some seem to be like fucking like crazy over. Not like even like crazy like overpowered, but some of them like fucking. You can just you see like fucking people just get them and they'll fucking like, you know, just dominate a fucking game. But they're just doing like the cheapest fucking shit like possible. You know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh, fucking Boba Fett. I'm gonna fucking like go up on this fucking cliff over here and it's gonna. You know what I mean? And they have like this fucking view of fucking everybody coming near me and like fucking like whatever, and then like, you know what I mean, fucking have like these blasters and fucking shoot fucking missiles at everybody, and then I'm gonna fucking like run around. I saw somebody is the fucking, it's like fucking like impossible to like even get near him to fucking do anything to him, and he's like hiding behind fucking rocks and shit and just being a fucking faggot. It just seems like the big, playing like the biggest queer is fucking how you're gonna win that shit. And it's just fuck, I saw somebody's like the Emperor is literally just fucking like around the entire fucking like perimeter of the map for like 10 minutes, just fucking like hopping around, like fucking, you know what I mean, fucking running and fucking hopping, and just fuck, you know, he's faster than everybody, so he's doing his little fucking like M. Bison fucking like corkscrew thing, just fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking generally just, you know, it's fucking just, it seems like the win goes to the fucking cheapest piece of shit, like in those fucking games, and the fucking one dude's overpowered. And then, like, it fucking, the other thing that pisses me off is fucking, you know what I mean, it's only the, talked about this, the fucking Halo Warzone, where it's like the only the last hit fucking matters, you know what I mean, to fucking get to be the fucking the hero or the villain next. So it's just like, it's supposed to be like kind of co-op, but it's fucking like whatever, dude. It's always a luck guy does the last hit, so then you get fucking people like, well, I'm not gonna even bother going after him until like he's like fucking like almost dead, then I'll come in and fucking try to get those last couple hits. So it's like, I don't know, that shit never works. It's a fucking mess. It's just like that game, like the more fucking more you scale it down to like fucking like less people on the fucking in the games and shit, and like fucking like once you get real like small scale with it, it starts to like break down further, you know what I mean? It's fucking just not built for that, not balanced like that. But whatever, I still like the game. Just fucking Hero Hunt's a fucking, I'll say it's the only mode I play where I'm like, nah, this is a fucking complete shit. Like this is a fucking terrible idea. I mean, it's fucking, like, a lot of it's just players being fucking pieces of fucking trash. Like, fucking, like, ruining it for fucking, you know what I mean? Being the biggest pieces of trash they can, you know what I mean? So part of it's, like, this just players in general. Not that the fucking Battlefront player base is, like, more of a fucking piece of shit than any other one, but it's just fucking, I don't know, it's just there for them to fuck, you know what I mean? It's fucking them to fucking take advantage of, to fucking be fucking pieces of garbage. But yeah, that's fucking Star Wars. That'll be the last Star Wars talk for the fucking rest of the episode, I swear. I got other shit to talk about. But we'll take a break. Star break. This kind of music, use it and you get head to do shit. Whenever you hear some shit and you can't refuse it, it's just some shit for these kids to trash their rules with. Just refuse whenever they ask to do shit. The type of shit that you don't have to ask who produced it. You just know that's the new shit. The type of shit that causes mass confusion. The drastic movement of people acting stupid. I come to every club with intention to do
gone and smelling like Boone's Farm. Hiding in the tables as soon as I hear alarms. Paranoid thief that is still from his own mom. Canavic con, artist with a bomb. Strapped to my stomach, screaming. Let's get it. A lust that loves to drink. Drunk driving a tank, rolling over a bank. Hot see me fake. It's drastic. I'm past my limit of coke. I think I'm up my high by slitting your throat. Put your baby carriage into the street till it's missed me. You miss being beat the minute I step on your street. This is fight music.
You know why my hands are so numb?
No.
My grandmother sucked my dick and I didn't come.
Oh.
Smacked this whore for talking crap. So what if she's handicapped?
What?
The bitch said bizarre couldn't rap. I fucking hate you. Take your drawers down and rape me. While Dr. Dre videotaped you.
Yeah.
Satan got me on his song. Eating a hot dog, reading the Holy Quran. While I'm on the john. Tired of wearing a yellow thong. Take it back, Cisco. You know where it belongs. Here's a gun. I put it in your palm. I go over there and blow off Julio's arms. Fuck the love song.
This kind of music, use it and you get head to do shit. Whenever you hear some shit and you can't refuse it, it's just some shit.
All right, we are back. All right, so we could get through the Star Wars talk, you know. Now, if you're not interested in Star Wars, I mean, that first half of the podcast might have been a little boring. So, you know, getting something I never talk about, and I was going to be brand new for Grunt Free Press is a little game called Fallout. I don't know if you heard of it. Okay, a couple, actually, from here on out, fucking... Yeah, fucking brand new obscure fucking games, I guess. Yeah, Fallout. I've only been talking about it for like a month or so, like every fucking podcast for hours and hours. But I finished it. I mean, fucking like I finished as much as I could anyway. I mean, there's no like straight like there is kind of like an ending. It gives you like a little flashback and you know, just fucking the main character kind of reflecting, like, oh, you know, doing a voiceover and a couple little scenes about, like, you know, his journey to fucking up to that point. So it's like, yeah, it's kind of an ending, I guess. I mean, fuck, you know what I mean? I mean, there's like an ending to, like, fucking, the main story and, like, what I did, the fucking couple of the factions fucking ended, like, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's like a definite ending to fucking that, you know, fucking the Brotherhood get fucked up, so I guess that's it for them, and fucking the Institute, but, yeah, fucking, I was looking, total, I finished up level fucking 74, which is, you know, I mean, that's, like, crazy. Like, I was thinking back when I started, I'm like, fucking, wow, I wonder if fucking, like, 50 is the cap. Like, I couldn't figure it out, but, no, I guess it still keeps going. I mean, there's little shit to do. I can keep playing if I wanted to and just keep fucking leveling up or whatever, but it would be a long-term challenge. It'd be kind of rough to fucking, like, max, like, every stat out, every fucking, you know, special, everything at fucking 10. I think you can go past 10, actually, but, fucking get every fucking perk, like every, they'd be fucking like nuts. I don't even know what fucking, it'd probably be like level like 200 and something we'd have to fucking get to, but the total play time fucking according to, like, I don't know, it was the save file or the fucking just what it said in the Xbox, I forget what I checked, it was 6 days and fucking 12 hours, which is, I don't know, I'm terrible at math. That's like what, like 150 hours or some shit, something like that. Yeah, dude, the fucking, yeah, I got to the end, fucking, yeah, I'll say the ending didn't disappoint at all. I thought it was fucking, you know, I mean, fucking, I've heard complaints about, oh, the fucking narrative is not that great, and I said it myself, too, the main story is not, like, doesn't, you know, it's not like fucking, it's not like a narrative fucking, like, driven game. It's not like the main point of it, but, say, as far as endings go, it was pretty cool. This fucking nuke went off, I fucking killed a kid. Fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking kid get caught up. I had the option to fucking, like, take him with me or fucking leave him there and get nuked. And, yeah, the kid got nuked, so that was fun. Good little cherry on top, I guess. Yeah, and fucking, yeah, I ended up putting up a review. I mean, fucking crazy, you know? I'll say now, a little behind the curtain, I'm not going to go, like, too nuts. I mean, you can read the review at gruntfreepress.com. Fucking check out the Fallout 4 review. I thought, you know, I don't think I did it justice. I mean, if you fucking been listening to the fucking the podcast for any length of time, you know, the past, like, 4 or 5 episodes, I've just gone on fucking, like, almost like a day by day fucking diary, not like that crazy, not that detailed, but I've been giving some details of what I've been doing, like fucking that week and fucking what was going on in fucking my Fallout fucking world, you know. So I put up the review. I don't know if it does. It's hard to fucking like narrow that down without doing that, you know, just to say like, you know, pare it down to a fucking size, you know, decent size fucking, not fucking novel length fucking review, you know what I mean? And be like, so I don't think the fucking, you know, I did the best I could without fucking killing myself, but I don't know if the fucking the review itself does the game justice, you know? It's hard to do. I mean, fucking same with, you know, I've been reading around fucking other reviews and shit. It's just like, it's either the same shit or like, you know, I mean, it's tough to do, or fucking people just don't, you know, they don't get it, and they just fucking, it pisses me off. So, you know, people seem to focus on the main story and fucking, you know, it seems like they just did, went through a beginning to end, just main quest line, and barely touched like any of the side shit, or just like dicked around with it for like a little bit, or they fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking didn't really do like get into like the crafting or like the other shit, or just, you know, didn't really explore the fucking, you know, the whole fucking point of that game is exploring the fucking world and just fucking living in it and fucking like whatever and dicking around and fucking getting into fucking like, you know, situations, not like scripted, like fucking like, you know, and some of that shit's awesome, like the fucking the side quest, the fucking Constitution's like one of the best side quests I fucking done, like that was fucking great, but yeah, I mean, fucking, you know, the review's just like, oh, well, fucking, I don't know, I was kind of disappointed at the end, and all I did was, you know, it's fucking, it's the main, there's focus on the main quest, it's not the strongest part of the game. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, more of the experience as a whole is fucking amazing. Like I said, it's probably my favorite Fallout game. Say it is, and I say probably, I started a new one, but, that I hadn't never played, but, I mean, just think, I mean, fucking, I loved it. I love fucking being in that world. I said it's fucking the best Fallout game and the best fucking Bethesda game. I'll say it's the fucking, the least fucking, you know, most fucking freedom I felt in a fucking Bethesda or fucking Fallout game, and fucking, you know, least bugs I've run into too. So that's an accomplishment. Like, yeah, you know, I ran into a few every now and then. Just, you know, nothing fucked up any quests. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing. You know, a couple crashes here and there, but it's the fucking definitely the most fucking stable fucking Bethesda game I fucking played at launch. You know, another thing too. I'm fucking, I hear fucking other people like fucking, oh, well, I don't know, complaining about like fucking, I don't know, trying to compare like, excuse me, like fucking, like, you know, I fucking, probably my least favorite fucking Fallout game I played is fucking New Vegas. I thought it was fucking really boring, but yeah, fucking people like, oh, well, I played like New Vegas and blah blah blah, it's fucking fine, it runs fucking smooth as butter and blah blah blah, and then I played fucking Fallout 4 and it's just like, you know, the usual Bethesda fucking bugs are fucking happening, you know, and they're playing like New Vegas with all these fucking like fan-made fucking mods and fucking like this and that and like, you know, years of fucking patches and blah blah blah, and then it's like fucking, yeah, I played fucking New Vegas and that shit first came out and that shit was a fucking mess, like it was a fucking disaster, like to the point, like whatever fucking goodwill I had from that game, which wasn't a lot, as I said, I thought it was pretty bland and fucking didn't think the environment's that fucking good, and just like the exploration was kind of crappy and everything just felt fucking empty and like whatever. But, like, any goodwill I had, like, towards, like, the story and, like, whatever, and the quest and the fucking branching paths and all that, it all got fucking shit out the bed because it was fucking just, like, such a fucking buggy mess of just fucking shit breaking and whatever. It's probably the worst fucking Bethesda game I fucking played. It's just like, dude, this is a fucking disaster. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I never probably, like, Fallout 3 and fucking, I remember, like, Skyrim, a couple, like, bugs and shit, but nothing that was, like, game-breaking that would, like, piss me off. Like, fucking, like, New Vegas is, like, borderline. Like, I remember, like, the climax of that fucking New Vegas was just, supposed to be a fucking, like, a battle on, like, I think, like, a dam or some shit. Like, the Hoover Dam, I think, I want to say. But it was, like, fucking supposed to be, like, that big battle with, like, I don't know, like, big, you know, for them is, like, I don't know, 20 people maybe fighting. It's just, like, every time I got to it, it's just, like, oh, just crashed. I can't handle it. Like, I was playing on a 360, so it's not like my PC was a problem. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't know. But dude, like fucking Fallout 4, it's kind of the same deal. Like the climax of that game for me anyway was fucking like, it's actually like a bunch, like two or three like giant battles. There's fucking a bunch of like factions and shit, and like fucking Brotherhood fucking vertebrates in the fucking air, and fucking, you know what I mean, like huge fucking battles, waves of dudes coming, and fucking bunch of fucking allies, fucking tons of enemies and shit going, like it really felt like a fucking like battle, you know what I mean. I fucking had zero problems with that. Like it didn't fucking skip a beat, you know what I mean. There's fucking nothing, like it fucking handled it like a fucking champ, you know. Yeah, so yeah, fucking, yeah, it was probably my favorite fucking Bethesda game. It's tough to say. I mean, fuck it. I said I love fucking the old Fallouts. I love fucking 1 and 2, but I'm saying just from like a play experience, I said the fucking, taking the narrative into account was maybe another story. Like fucking, if that was the case, I'd probably like fucking, I'd still say fucking Fallout 1, I like the narrative better, but I fucking went back to that recently and played it, and it was just like the New Vegas problem where everything feels like fucking kind of empty and shit. just running down like random like Fallout fucking I probably fucking repeat myself, but whatever. But yeah, like Fallout 1, as I played it recently, so like I said, the story's fucking cool. I like, you know what I mean, just the feel of it's fucking cool, like whatever. I like that narrative of fucking Fallout 1 might be my fucking favorite, but as far as like gameplay goes. And then fucking like Fallout 2, I almost had a fucking almost the same experience as New Vegas, where everything seemed to fucking quest, it seemed to fucking break, and like, you know what I mean, bunch of shit, and like decent game, like, oh, game, environment wise I might like it a little bit better than fucking, you know, Fallout 2 is more to it and like a little more like dense and shit. But I think it's overall, I mean, fucking, or, you know, Fallout 3 was just fucking, that was like a brand new fucking thing, you know. It's fucking like ridiculous how they fucking adapted Fallout to like the Bethesda model of like design and shit. Like that was fucking crazy, and that was fucking its own thing. Like time, I haven't fucking played it since, you know, I played the expansions and all that, but I haven't played it in fucking a while. But yeah, I mean, just thinking, like, overall, I'd say fucking Fallout 4, but it's probably, I'll say now, overall, my favorite fucking Fallout game, just gameplay-wise, and just fucking experience in that fucking world. That world's fucking great, it's fucking beautiful, it's fucking, you know, so much fucking variety in that, it's fucking nuts. Yeah, so the review's up on the site. Yeah, fucking read it, Grunt Free Press. Sticking on that, recently, I mean, this is fucking I've recently just did it, like, before I fucking started recording. I didn't play that much, but I'm like, I'm getting, you know, getting this bug, you know, I'm like fucking, I'm like, XCOM 2's coming out soon. I'm like, I don't really, I played the shit out of fucking XCOM 1, and it's still kind of, I still remember a lot from it. I mean, that says something about that game, but it's like, I played so much of it, I'm like, I don't really want to go back, and you know what I mean, to play fucking XCOM 1 before XCOM 2, but, yeah, so that XCOM 2 is coming out like a month. I'm like, I haven't fucking played like any of those like tactical fucking turn-based games in fucking a while. So I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking, you know, still have like Fallout fresh in my mind. I was thinking about, I played Fallout 1 not that long ago, and it's like, I don't really want to go back to the old ones or go back to 3, but I'm still kind of like fucking digging Fallout right now. So I'm like, oh, do the fucking, I also have a fucking, like, this shame fucking hole in my fucking Fallout fucking fanboy catalog, is I've never played Tactics. I own it, I fucking owned them, like, I don't know how many times, I fucking probably bought it in, like, the fucking, like, packs, like, two or three times, you know. Never get around to playing it. I've heard, I fucking remember hearing like mixed things about it and like whatever, and just fucking like, I'm like, ah, well, might as well. I'm like, fuck it, dude, I'll just fucking stop playing it. So I started playing Fallout Tactics. I haven't got too far, because I just started playing it. I fucking did like, well, first I'm like fucking like, I was trying to read like the fucking manual or whatever, and I'm like, fucking, I wonder what the fuck, you know what I mean? It's not quite, there's a lot of different shit, kind of like Fallout 1 and 2, like fucking just the basic setup, but there's some like extra shit, and I'm like, I wonder how like complex this is gonna be. So I started streaming fucking the game that I'm like, I should probably read the manual. So I'm like, all right, let's fucking look through the manual real quick. And of course, the fucking, you know, old school fucking PC manuals, you know what I mean? I'm fucking like, I fucking open up like the PDF or whatever. I'm fucking like reading. I'm like, all right, let's fucking skim through. Then I'm like reading. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm fucking reading. So I'm fucking like streaming just like a manual on my fucking screen. Sure was fun for like fucking like, I don't know, a good like half an hour just like skimming through shit. It's actually not that complicated. I decided doing like the, I did like the tutorial missions of like five or six like little small ones. Then I started playing, I stopped like halfway through the first mission. I mean, they're fucking long anyways. You fucking, you know what I mean? You gotta like keep track of like, well, there's only like three characters in the first one or whatever, but, yeah, fucking the map was fucking way bigger than I thought it would be, you know? I'm fucking like, you know, I'm taking it slow. It's all like, you know, all about being, you know, doing shit like smart, fucking strategic and you know what I mean? So I'm fucking just like inching my way through the map and it's like, fucking half an hour later, I'm like, it's like 6 o'clock at night. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. If I can get a stop, so I kind of stopped at like halfway through the first mission, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of impressed. Said it's fucking, as far as I knew, it just seemed like a almost like a half-ass, like almost like a fucking just whatever. Dude, take the assets from fucking Fallout 2 and fucking throw them into this. You know what I mean? I figured it'd just be like the combat and shit from fucking Fallout and Fallout 2, and just make like combat scenarios and throw them in and just go. But it's pretty pretty impressive. Like the presentation's pretty fucking nice. Like the fucking opening scenes and all that, and fucking the setup, like the background and all that. It's pretty well done. It was fucking cool. I like fucking, you know, this whole story about the fucking Brotherhood of Steel, one of their fucking airships like crashing in fucking Chicago, and it's like a splinter group of the fucking Brotherhood of Steel like trying to set out and yeah, it's like fucking helping out like the local population to build up their numbers and like whatever. It was pretty cool. I fucking only saw like the opening cinema and fucking played the first half of the first mission, but I'm like, that's pretty cool, I can get into this. Like, so that was cool. Yeah, the only thing, the fucking downside is I fucking playing PC games I fucking hate, or it's like, you know, I'll be streaming the fucking game and it's, I gotta like, I like fucking, if I'm playing like on like a console, at least, you know, got the console on one fucking, my TV, then I'll have like the fucking, all like my streaming, like the, like, so I can check, make sure the fucking stream's going and all that, and like, you know, going from the computer on a monitor to the side, so I can fucking, you know, as I'm playing, I can just look over and like whatever, just play it. But I hate fucking, I'm in a fucking, you know, PC. I mean, I have fucking two monitors. I can't really figure out, I don't know how I could fucking do both at once with fucking just the one PC, and just, I have like the dual monitor set up. So if I have like the PC on the main screen, it's like, it's pretty much mirroring that on the, you know, the other one. So it's almost pointless, but, so I'm fucking playing PC games, dude. I open up the Hitbox app on my fucking phone, and it's like, dude, I hate fucking, like, looking, dude, like, I'm fucking, like, trying to play the game, then, like, looking to the fucking phone, you know, a little shitty screen, and, like, fucking, if somebody says something, I gotta, like, take out, you know what I mean, fucking use the fucking shitty touch controls, shitty fucking touch keyboard to try to, like, say something, and it's like, yeah, fucking all these fucking misspellings, just, like, fucking just a mess, dude. I fucking don't like that, but whatever. It's not like fucking streams fucking, you know what I mean? It's not like the stream's fucking off the hook anyway, dude. I had a fucking little following, dude, at some point on fucking Hitbox. I had a good, like, regular, like, 3, 4, 5 people, like, fucking every day, like, in there, like, I think they were, like, 13-year-old kids. They were at school, and they were fucking watching me, like, play, like, Fallout or whatever, and just fucking, like, little dumb fucking comments or whatever. I'm like, maybe I can fucking finally have like a regular group of people. And it's like, I think it was like fucking school vacation must have come up, and like, you know what I mean? And it's like, they're fucking don't give a shit. They're playing their fucking games they got for fucking Christmas. And it's like, you know what I mean? Whatever. Fucking shit happens. Yeah. Fucking, I'm used to it. Fucking Grunt Free Press, the fucking number one podcast in the world nobody listens to. Fucking, yeah, I'm used to that by now. But yeah, fucking moving on. Rainbow Six. Another review. I mean, was this fucking like a review site or something? I talk about like video games and review them and shit. And like, I don't know. It's getting weird. Kind of kind of getting a little nervous over here. I'm staying it for weeks, man. I love Rainbow Six, fucking Siege, fucking great game. Play the fucking ranked. Everything else is fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking focus on the ranked fucking 5-on-5. Read the review if I can get into detail. I love Siege. So the ranked 5-on-5 is just like the main mode, and everything else after that is like additional. And anybody complaining about the fucking $60 price tag for that game, saying it's not worth $60, you're a fucking retard. I took note of that in the review. Fucking awesome game. So that's all I'll say about that. Put that to bed for a while, you know, for now anyway, because I'll still play it. I'll go back and forth. I hit fucking 50 on that too. Another one of those deals is like fucking the achievement for that was like fucking like, oh, I hit level 50 and whatever, and like whatever, like top, I think it was called like top clearance. I'm like, all right, I'll hit 50 and like whatever. I might have already said this, but no, it just keeps going. Fucking numbers keep going up, but yeah, so fun. The game's fucking incredible. I think there was supposed to be some a new map and a couple new operators supposed to be coming out sometime this month, and I think I read it got delayed till fucking February or something, which kind of sucks, but whatever. So it's not like there's not enough to do in that game, man. Those fucking maps are great. The fucking operators are fucking, there's plenty of them to fucking pick from. Yeah, it's fucking, it's a great game. And real quick, I mean, fucking, I played Metal Slug 3. It's because it was fucking whatever. Just dicking around, looking through games I have, and one of the Xbox One backward compatible games. And I was just fucking like, I haven't played fucking Metal Slug in a while. And Metal Slug is pretty much like, almost like Contra, like a fucking, you know, it's more like animation based than Contra, I guess. I mean, there's more of, it feels like, oh, heavier or some shit. Like, just fucking like, it's not just like fucking like quick and like precise as Contra. It's just more of a fucking just chaos like everywhere. I mean, fucking the later games are kind of Contra games like that, I guess, but man, fucking Metal Slug, man, 3 anyway, is fucking goddamn gorgeous. This fucking animations are fucking beautiful. It's still a fucking great looking game. It's fucking just art style all, fucking all its own. It's fucking just, it looks incredible. Yeah, it's fucking hard as shit. I mean, I played quite a bit of it on fucking 360. I played it for a fucking long time. I can get to like mission like 3 or 4 pretty easily. Even picking it up, I'm like, wow, I fucking came right back to me. I'm like, yeah, I did play this a lot because I can fucking like hitting these fucking shortcuts and shit like nothing. I remember like where the hard parts are and all that. And yeah, it's a hard fucking game. And you can turn on, it gives you the option, you can just go to, like, fucking, like, free play mode and just fucking, like, endless continues, like, whatever. You just fucking blow through the game if you wanted to, but, again, I don't think that's that fun. Like, you know what I mean? If I fucking, like, I'd rather fucking get that old school fucking challenge or just fucking playing, you know what I mean? Fucking some kind of accomplishment. Yeah, it's fucking, dicked around with it. Fucking, you know, a couple games of that. I'm fucking, like, looking, and I'm like, oh, I have fucking 3, I have like Metal Slug 3 and X and like another one in fucking Steam. Like, it must have got from fucking a Humble Bundle or some shit. And I'm like, yeah, I was thinking like maybe let's play it on there and like hook up like an arcade stick, like that'd be fucking cool. But just so easy, dude, on the fucking the Xbox, like, you're not fucking like launching this shit, like, you know what I mean, like fucking hooking up extra, it's just fucking like right there, hit a button, fucking it works great on the fucking controller, you just fucking go, you know. Yeah, Metal Slug's fucking cool. I like those games. But I did fucking end up playing another game on fucking Steam. I mean, I don't want to get too obscure. I know there's been like obscure talk that fucking has no mass appeal, but I played a little indie game called Doom. I don't know if you've heard of that. To get more specific, The Ultimate Doom. I get it from Steam. I get like the whole like pack. It's fucking whatever. I was like, I wanted to go back. I don't know. I was talking about playing Doom, the new Doom 4. whatever. And fucking, I'm like, I want to kind of go back and play like an old one, but I'm like, what one do I play? I'm like, ah, I might as well just start off, fucking just, you know, do the original, fucking, you know what I mean? Just do Doom 1. I haven't fucking played that one fucking in a while, so went back and played it, and, yeah, I mean, fucking ended up writing a review for it, also on the site, I know, it's fucking crazy, but I mean, I'm gonna blow your mind here, if you don't mind. It's fucking, I'll say right now, Doom fucking rules. Surprise, fucking Doom's fucking real. It still holds up. That's the fucking the amazing part. Or it's just like, you know, I get that feeling like the that's like this could come out as is, like right now. It's like, it'd be like some fucking, like, you know, an indie game or some shit, and like who knows whether or not fucking it'd get like, you know, any kind of like fucking coverage or like whatever, you know, any kind of like viral bullshit fucking cult following and fucking like whatever. But I mean, if you just fucking like, if it came out like now, I think it'd be like fucking like, wow, this is fucking, you know what I mean, this is fucking like the level design, fucking the designs of all the fucking enemies, just fucking everything, the fucking dumb little fucking stories they tell in between the fucking episodes, just fucking like, wow, this is so fucking good. I remember every time I think of Doom too, I just always think of just like, oh, I was just fucking running around with a fucking shotgun, you know what I mean? The fucking pump shotgun and just fucking like, oh, fucking shooting and fucking hiding, you know, strafing and fucking coming out and shooting and fucking strafing fucking fireballs and shit. And like, I always forget that it's more or less like half like, half puzzle game too, like it's half like fucking like these fucking key card puzzles and fucking finding the right thing and like fucking navigating the fucking the mazes and shit like that. That never like sticks with me until I fucking play. Seems like too, like the first episode one, I mean, that was always the one everybody's fucking played. Doom 1 episode 1, that was the fucking the shareware free fucking, you know, you get it for free and fucking forever, you know. So I always play that, and I'm like, oh, I remember this fucking, oh, yeah, like, fucking, I'll blow right through this game, and I fucking, I know exactly, like, where everything is, like, whatever, comes right back to me, and then you get fucking deeper in, I'm like, oh, shit, like, if I can forget, like, a lot of these puzzles, I forget, like, I have fucking no idea where, like, any of the secrets are, like, anything, but they're all fucking, like, the design of those fucking levels is fucking incredible. Only fucking, there's, like, one level I thought was a fucking piece of shit. I was like, there's a second to last mission in episode 3, I think, was like, it's just this fucking, like, these shitty, like, puzzles you gotta figure out, and, like, everything's, like, down in, like, lava or, like, radiation or some shit, and it's, like, you're trying to figure out, like, what teleporters to go into. You're constantly getting hurt, and they give you, like, fucking, like, you know, like, radiation suits so you don't get hurt. But if you don't know where the fuck you're going, like, it doesn't really help you out. It's just like you fucking use them and you're just fucking walking around and go into like the wrong thing, get like trapped in some room, and it's like, that's a pain in the ass. But other than that, it fucking holds up like incredibly well. Fucking Doom is fucking amazing. It's just classic. It's fucking so good. Real glad I fucking went back and played it, because man, it's fucking, I had a fucking hell of a time. It's funny too, it's getting to like, you know, after Fallout, I'm like, oh, I can sit down and play, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Fucking, world's my fucking oyster, and then it's like, Doom. I feel like playing fucking, like, old school fucking Doom, and, like, it's funny, like, getting out of work and being like, yeah, I can't wait to fucking get out and play fucking episode 3, and just, you know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. Fucking, like, 20-something-year-old game. It's fucking still so good. Shout out to how I did play it. I mean, I said I played it on Steam, and I was trying to, I dick around, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go, like, real old school and just use the fucking, the keyboard, like, the mouse and keyboard, then I'm like, I don't think it originally even had, like, mouse support, I think you just used the keyboard, and I'm like, I was trying to figure that out, and it's like, sorry, it's fucking, like, WASD to fucking move, and then, like, fucking, I think it's like, either, like, control or, like, shift was the shoot, and I'm like, this is fucking weird, and, like, to turn, I'm, like, trying to figure out how to fucking turn, use, like, the arrow keys and shit, it's like, this is just fucking, like, odd. I tried that for a little bit, then I'm like, I don't know if I can deal with this. I'm like, oh, I'll fucking use the mouse, too, you know what I mean, you can do that, so, I figured, like, oh, it'd be easy just to fucking use the mouse, and it's like, I can never figure out, like, you couldn't really, didn't feel right, like, fuck, if for some reason you use the mouse, and, like, if you don't just go, like, straight left and right with the mouse, if you go, like, up or down a little bit, like, it moves you around, too, it's just like, this is weird, and some of that shit's, like, platforming, you know, you gotta do, like, you know, light fucking, like, platforming, like, running, or, like, going through, like, tight ledges, and they'll be, like, fucking, you know what I mean, it's a lot of, like, precision fucking like navigation you gotta do without fucking yourself up. After a couple times of like falling off ledges and shit because the fucking I moved the mouse like the wrong way a little bit. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm like, maybe let's play it on fucking like 360 or like, I'm like, ah, maybe I'll fucking download like X-Padder. I had X-Padder on my fucking PC before. Fucking, I've had it forever, really, but when I had to wipe my fucking computer, I lost it. I'm like, ah, I was fucking like, whatever, just download it again, I guess, and figure it out and set everything up. It's fucking a pain in the ass. It'll probably take like a fucking good hour, but, I tried doing that, and I'm like, yeah, I couldn't find a good download for X-Padder. I mean, you go to, like, I don't know if it's, like, the official site's, like, not up anymore or what, but I fucking, like, I tried to, like, click, you know, and then you get all these, like, shitty ones. I'm like, you know, I don't know what the fuck, like, where I'm downloading this shit from. Like, it could be very well be a fucking virus or some shit. I'm like, I don't want to fuck with that. So I clicked on one that looked, like, legit, and it was just, like, fucking, oh, like, Windows, you know, X-Padder for Windows 10, blah, 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 like, download. I'm like, all right, fucking click on that. Try to run it. It's like, oh, fucking, we don't recognize this version of Windows. It's only for fucking Windows 7, or whatever, like XP 7 or fucking like whatever. It's just like, dude, like that's dumb. It says fucking like Windows 10 right on. I'm like, dude, I don't want to keep fucking clicking around. Like, I want, so I started like doing some research. I'm like, ah, how do I, you know what I mean? Where do I find a good version of X-Padder that'll run with fucking Windows 10 or 8 anyway, which should work with Windows 10? I couldn't find much, and then this fucking one random dude was just like, ah, oh, fuck X-Padder, dude, try Controller Companion on Steam. I'm like, I don't know. I fucking looked at it, dude, and like, dude, and fucking, it's like, I think it was like on sale for like $2 or something, and it's usually like $5, it's like an app on Steam, Controller Companion. I'm like, I'll try it, like, whatever, dude, the worst that'll happen, I wasted fucking $2, it had like all sorts of good reviews. Man, I fucking tried it, man. This shit fucking is awesome. Like, fuck, it's way simpler than fucking X-Padder. Like, it just, I don't know if you can use other controllers other than a fucking 360 pad, but I happened to have the fucking, the wired 360 controller I had just bought for fucking my 360. So I'm like, dude, plugged it right in, fucking pops up a fucking thing, and it just shows you, like, whatever, you need all the fucking shit, you just fucking, you know, put in whatever you want for fucking, you know, work. You can use, like, a virtual fucking keyboard, and you click in the left stick, and, you know, by default, anyway, it brings up, like, a little wheel, so you can just fucking type shit in, like, pretty quickly. It's just, like, a wheel of fucking, like, letters and numbers. You just fucking, you know, whatever, pick what you want, and fucking click the stick in, it closes it. It's fucking cool. And I don't know, I don't know if it's fucking just from that or just because I was using a fucking wired, like, you know, I don't know why I fucking didn't figure this out before or whatever. I never tried it, but, yeah, with the fucking the Controller Companion thing, you know, as I was playing Doom, I just fucking hit the guide button, and it'd bring up a fucking, it's almost like on the Xbox One, just like, oh, I can record fucking clips, I can, you know what I mean, I can fucking, just fucking hitting screenshots, it's fucking like whatever, dude. It's like I was playing like an Xbox One game. I'm like, dude, this is fucking cool as shit. Like, I don't know why I'd never, I know you could do it like fucking from the keyboard, like certain keys or whatever, bring up like a game bar for Windows 10, but I don't know why I never, like, the shit would pop up on the screen, like, fucking, all hit, like, Windows G and blah, 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 and, like, fucking, I don't know, it seemed like kind of a mess, but it's just cool playing with the fucking controller, dude, that's fucking incredible. Just fucking, I'm playing, like, this old school Doom on a computer with a fucking controller, and I'm fucking, like, taking, like, screenshots, and, like, again, it just felt like a fucking modern game. I'm like, dude, this is, like, incredible. It's a fucking great experience. I fucking loved it. Yeah, Doom's awesome. Fucking surprise, surprise. Yeah, read the review on the site, because, you know, if you're borderline about, like, ah, should I buy Doom, should I not buy Doom, I mean, I don't know, I've never heard of that game. Yeah, Doom is fucking awesome. And then speakers always getting into PC fucking, you know, PC fucking territory, and of course, you go down fucking the rabbit hole again of fucking, like, dicking around on my fucking computer. And, yeah, I'm fucking, I'm taking the plunge. You know, I'm stepping it up. I fucking, I ended up ordering a new graphics card, a fucking NVIDIA fucking 980 Ti, which is pretty much, like, top of the line you can get at this point, I think, as far as I know. I don't know, I could fucking, who knows that shit, like, you know what I mean, they fucking change that shit every day, but, like, oh, I get this, get that, like, whatever, but, yeah. top of the line fucking graphics card coming in. Fucking, yeah, dropped the boat, $600 on it. Yeah, I know all the fucking, this is, let's throw this out there, all the fucking PC fucking elitists, like, oh, you know, fucking, I don't play console games. Why would I, dude? Fucking PC gaming is just the way to go. It's so much cheaper. Just think about that for a second. Just the fucking, the graphics card alone. It was over $600. I'll say 600 just because I fucking used a couple gift cards and fucking, I think it comes with like a $20 rebate or something stupid. Like, but just the graphics card. It's fucking $600. And think about that. $600. You could buy a fucking Xbox One and a fucking PS4. For, you know what I mean? Just the graphics card alone. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. That's ridiculous. I mean, fucking, yeah, so how many fucking games am I going to buy to fucking make that up? You know what I mean? Like, fucking, when's it going to start? Like, you know, it's fucking dumb. Yeah, it's fucking PC game, it's fucking wicked expensive. Like, don't let anybody fucking tell you otherwise. It's fucking, what am I going to play, dude? I don't know. Like, fuck, you know, I said XCOM 2. I'll probably get, like, the whole reason I did it, like, I kind of want to get back into Rebel Galaxy. And, like, Rebel Galaxy runs fine on my fucking card. It fucking looks good, but, one of those things, just like, well, if I fucking, I'm just going to take the plunge now just because this PC, I want to get like Street Fighter 5, I want to get fucking No Man's Sky, probably I'll get on fucking PC and shit. And it's like, I don't know, just fucking one of those things, like, if I can, you know what I mean, like, rather than dick around with shit, if I can just fucking, like, get it up to fucking absolute fucking peak as much as I can anyway, and fucking, you know what I mean, like, fucking as far as graphics go, I can't, you know what I mean, it should be good anyway for like 5 years, like, whatever. Hopefully after this, I'll never have to fucking touch it again. But, yeah, so when I went to the fucking, was fucking with my internet, I went to the computer guy, and I was telling him, I was thinking about, like, I was thinking about upgrading my graphics card. Like, I was saying, like, you know, can I bring, if I buy one, if I bring it in here, will you do it? And he's just like, you know what, dude, you probably don't need to. Like, fuck, you just show me how to do it. Like, you just fucking, you know, pop it out. Fucking, you know, it's real easy. Just fucking pop the old one out, put the new one in, fucking hook the cables up, and you're good. I'm like, all right, well, that seems pretty cool. You know what I mean? Pretty easy. So I'm like, fucking. So I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever, dude. I'll fucking do it. Like, yeah. When I first got my fucking computer, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago or some shit. Like, maybe a little bit, 6-8 months ago. Yeah, I mean, I was, like, looking at them, like, everything seemed good, and then, like, fucking, like, the graphics card was a little out of date, and I'm like, well, you know what I mean, I was fucking planning on anyway, I'll fucking, you know what I mean, get the fucking, a new graphics card eventually. So, yeah, I just fucking figured, now's the time, we'll just fucking do it. I mean, should be here fucking Wednesday. So I said, as far as I knew, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, all right, this is easy, I'll just fucking pop the case open, throw the card in, and go, like, fucking pretty much, hook up a couple cables, and I'll be good. So, should be here fucking Wednesday. So I start fucking, you know, as I'm waiting, I'm like, oh, sounds easy. I'm just like thinking, I'm like, oh, I'll check out some fucking YouTube videos of people installing fucking cards. Like, how do I install these cards, you know? So I start, you know, start going a little bit deeper into shit and just like clicking around, like fucking looking at the, you know, looking at the card and fucking just like, going a little bit deeper into fucking what I gotta do. And then all of a sudden I'm like, fuck, dude, you know what I mean? I'm fucking, like, looking at my, yeah, you know, I don't think my power supply is, like, fucking strong enough to fucking run this fucking thing, you know what I mean? So then again, it's fucking just like, Jesus Christ, dude, there's always something. It's like, oh, it's so simple, just pop out the card, pop the new one in, and like, nope, now I need new fucking power supplies. Now I'm looking at that, you know, fucking another $100 for a fucking, I think it's like an 850-watt fucking power supply, which, again, it might be a little bit overkill for what I'm doing, but if I'm gonna fucking do it, I might as well just fucking go all in, fucking be good for a while, and like, whatever. It's a pain in the ass even, like, finding that shit out. It's not like, you know what I mean, it's not like just buying the fucking graphics card. It's like, oh, well, you know, there's no little note, like, fucking, oh, I need this much fucking power, like, whatever. It's like, you gotta go to the fucking manufacturer's fucking site, go to, like, NVIDIA, fucking put in the card, and, like, find out how much fucking, so you find out, you know, I find out it needs, like, whatever, like, 500 watts or whatever the fuck it was, like, it needed. And then it's like fucking, like, looking around, well, it's like, oh, well, then you get a factor in, like, your, you know, your fans and your blah 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 and your fucking everything else needs fucking power too. And it's just like trying to figure out, like, what I needed for fucking power. And it's like fucking, I'm like, dude, I know what the fucking, like, what my power supply is, my fucking PC to begin with. I bought it fucking pre-built, you know what I mean? I wasn't fucking thinking about that. Like, everything's all set up fine. That's why I fucking bought it pre-built. So I had to go back and fucking find my computer from fucking Amazon that I bought. And it's like, all right, well, and again on there, dude, there's no fucking, no, doesn't tell you, like, fucking how much fucking power, like, what the power supply wattage is from the fucking computer you're buying. It doesn't tell you shit. So it's like, you had to find the fucking model number for the fucking computer. Like, type that in and then go to like the fucking, I had to go to like the Acer website and like fucking type in the model number and like what the fuck, like, you know what I mean? It was like way low than fucking what I needed. And it's just like, fuck, dude, I gotta get a new one. And I'm fucking thinking like, fuck, you know what I mean? Then you're just thinking like, dude, is this shit even gonna fucking fit into my case? And it's like, at this point, it's like, what the fuck am I, like, what am I looking at here? Like, you know what I mean? Is it fucking turning into a fucking mess? It's like, is the card not gonna fucking fit in? Is the fucking power supply? I'm like, I don't know, like, fucking, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not fucking, I don't want to fucking, like, open everything up and fucking take, like, measurements, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna have to do it when I fucking install this shit, but it's, like, before the shit even comes, like, I'm just fucking, like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't want to be fucking around my shit and fucking breaking something before my shit even gets here, like, you know? So, I ordered all the shit that I think I need, and then it's like, again, it's fucking like, oh, do I, now there's a fucking bigger power supply and fucking different fucking graphics card, do I need more fans? And it's like, well, you kind, maybe, and blah, 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 and like, maybe, oh, it should be good, and blah, and it's like, dude, who the fuck, the fucking dude, PC's a, game is a fucking mess, and it gets me nervous too, because I'm fucking like, I'm ordering, you know, ordering the card and the shit, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, on Amazon, it's like, oh, frequently bought together, and it's like, you know, fucking shows like whatever, like fucking extra cords, and then it shows like fucking, like, you know, solder and shit and like fucking soldering iron. It's like, dude, if I have to fucking, like, you know what I mean, fucking, this is getting way fucking shit I don't want to do. Like, this is a fucking, like, I don't know. So at this point, I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking real nervous about this shit getting here. Yeah, I'm fucking gonna trying to attempt it myself like a fucking big boy, I guess, but it's like, dude, like, I'm fucking super fucking nervous about everything, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Even like fucking watching the videos, and it's like, oh, you know, all this fucking power management, like, oh, turn your cables up here, you gotta watch out for the airflow and blah blah blah, and make sure this and that, and fucking these wires are here, and tuck these wires under here. It's like, dude, like, I'm not fucking, you know, I'm not new to fucking having a tangled mess of fucking wires, dude. I mean, fucking, that's been like my whole life. It's just fucking wires fucking everywhere to all my electronic shit hooked up. Like, that's fine, as I can fucking deal with them. Like, fucking, when they're outside and I can move them and like see them, no problem, and fucking unhook this and unhook that in like a second, dude, that's no problem. But fucking, like, putting the shit inside a fucking case and like dicking around with it, man, I don't know, like, fucking, like, it seems like a fucking nightmare, like, trying to do it like neatly, and, you know what I mean, worrying about fucking like space and fucking like flow and shit, like, that's a whole nother thing, like, I don't know. So yeah, so again, dude, thinking about like, maybe we'll just fucking take it to that guy and fucking have him fucking hook it up and like whatever, and like tell me what's going on. But it's just like, dude, I don't know, is that gonna be like another fucking 100-200 bucks for him to fucking do that? So at that point, yeah, you just fucking buy a brand new fucking computer, you know what I mean? It's like, just fucking, again, I've said it before, I'm still sticking to it, dude. Fucking PC gaming, dude, just a fucking goddamn money pit, fucking time waste, fucking tinkering garbage, dude. And again, I'm fucking just like thinking like, oh, what am I gonna, if I, after I fucking buy this, dude, and if I fucking hooks it up, if I hook it up and it's fine, like, you know what I mean, it works and everything's, at that point, I should have a fucking top of the line, like, no problem, like, fucking graphics horror fucking computer, dude. Maybe I will just end up, like, buying a lot of my newer shit, like, on, you know what I mean, on PC that I can, and just, you know what I mean, like, fucking going down that fucking path of just fucking everything on Steam, and, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, it should be fucking good, like, all, like, the graphically intense shit should be fucking perfect, like, you know what I mean. Maybe I'll just take advantage of that and see if I fucking like it any better. Because I said, I tried playing, like, The Witcher 3. I bought, just for fucking compare, I fucking blew, like, $60 of just, like, a game I already own. Just as I kept fucking hearing everybody just, like, oh, it's so much better on PC. It's so much better. And, like, I mean, I was playing on Xbox One. I'm like, it looks pretty good and it's fucking great, you know? I played it on PC and I'm like, yeah, well, it looks a little bit better, I guess, but it wasn't, like, crazy, like, I wouldn't fucking, like, go nuts. I mean, if you go, like, side by side, it'd be, like, you know what I mean, you could point out, like, yeah, this looks better than that, but as far as just, like, playing, it's, like, if you're using the same fucking monitor, you know, said it before. It's like a lot of people who say that probably have like these like 4K fucking monitors running at fucking 4K and blah, blah, blah. And the console they fucking like they're looking at is fucking, you know, on like some shitty like 720 fucking piece, 720p fucking PC, computer, fucking monitor, TV, like regular TV they've had for like fucking like 10 years and like this brand new fucking fancy monitor. And they're like, oh, this looks so much better on this monitor. It's like, yeah, obviously, if you hooked up your fucking Xbox, it would look fucking a lot better than on your shitty TV too. But anyway, fucking yeah. So I'm going down that fucking mess of a fucking nightmare. I hope everybody out there fucking wishes me luck. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I'm fucking nervous. I'm just throwing it out right now. Fucking this is the last podcast of the year for a while. I mean, just assume that I fucked everything up and I have no access to a fucking computer and I'm fucking like $2,000 in the fucking hole. And yeah, I fucking might even just go the extra step and just fucking jump in front of a train, because fuck it, you know what I mean? Fucking terrible, terrible experience. So, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully it's easy, but nothing's fucking easy with me. So, we'll see. Yeah, that's going to do it, I guess. Wish me luck. This has been a Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 25. I am Absolute Deicide. Feel free to go to gruntfreepress.com. There's actually like a few new reviews up there you can read. You can also go to the community shit tab, sign up, and turn your cookies on if you're going to do that. I figured that out. Go into your internet options, enable cookies. I swear I'm not going to give you a virus. It's fine. Sign up through like whatever. It's like a bunch of different ways to fucking like log in, fucking like whatever, or just fucking discus it up and fucking leave some comments. Or if you want to direct fucking contact to the podcast, podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Send your questions and tell me how much of an idiot I am that I can't figure out how to fucking put a PC together. But I probably won't be able to read it because my PC will be broken. So yeah, there you go.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh!